Following the fatal shooting of a black man by a white Nashville police officer, the department was quick to share surveillance videos of the incident this weekend. But as police point to the footage as a clear record of what happened, neighbors and acquaintances of the man who died are seeing it another way. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports.
In the police account, a traffic stop escalated when the driver shoved Officer Josh Lippert and took off running. When the officer caught up seconds later, his attempted tackle shook loose a pistol that 31-year-old driver Jacquez Clemens had been carrying. Police say Clemens grabbed the gun and wouldn't drop it. That's when Lippert fired, hitting the man twice as he'd started to run between two cars. That Clemens was shot in the back bothers those who demonstrated this weekend, like Aquanya Bryant, who knew Clemens, and Antonio Bass, who says he's run from the police and been tasered before.
Today, when I saw the video, I'm watching exactly what happened, and what happened is he was running away from this officer.
That's what brought me out here, the video. You feel me? Like, you shouldn't have to shoot nobody in the back if your life was in danger. You could have tased him, you could have did anything but killed him.
Police say the officer initially drew his taser, then his firearm. Others, like Quentin Transley, debated the role of race and whether the officer had enough training and experience from 5 years on the job.
Man, I know the hardest job in the world is being a police officer, but, you know, if he was wrong, he was wrong. If he went, he went. You know what I mean?
Determining whether laws and policies were followed falls to the police cold case homicide unit, the district attorney, and Metro's shooting review board. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.